on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. Our road trip this morning makes a stop at Brandywine High School as we talk Bobcat Athletics. The road trip is brought to you by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, by Cabana's Ice Cream and more in downtown St. Joe, Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe, and by Coach's Grill in Stevensville. Ray Presley is the volleyball coach joining us here as we talk some Bobcat athletics and Bobcat volleyball specifically to start things off. And good to see you, Coach. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. You guys are probably close to wrapping up the regular season, aren't you?
Yes, we're getting to the pinch of things now. We're peaking where we really need to peak, and you know, things are starting to come together mentally, physically, and the girls are doing an awesome job so far.
So you're no stranger to the Bobcat volleyball program. You and I were talking when we got started. This is your first year as the head coach, but you were here before on the staff when you guys played for the regional championship?
Yes, 2011, Brandywine won regionals, and my daughter was on that team. Nikki Bush was the head coach at the time, and I was the assistant.
Nice. And you were talking with your athletic director, Vance Stratton. You had a battle last night, huh?
Yes, last night we played against Buchanan. First two sets went awesome. You know, we were in our, I'd say, mojo, mm-hmm. in our zone. And then the third set, we were a little bit behind. We were down 11-4. Girls hung their heads a little bit and just gave them a pep talk. You know, now is not the time to play defeated. So let's just pick it up, play our game, and concentrate on what we can control. And then they came back and won 25-21.
You were telling me something that really made a lot of sense, too. A lot of people don't think about it this way. But, and I think, you know, a lot of sports are like this, but volleyball especially, is it's not just a physical game. It's a mental game, too.
Very mental. I compare it to, say, chess. And I talk to a lot of the players that I've coached over the years. A lot of them have never played chess. So it's more about placing the ball in certain spots on the court instead of just like in practice, if we hit to our player, that doesn't give us a chance to score. So we want to always put the ball somewhere where nobody's at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just like in chess when you're thinking ahead on where you can make that next move.
You brought a couple of young ladies with you here this morning. Who'd you bring?
Got senior Bethany Duvall and junior Kristen Albert.
Young ladies, thanks for coming in, getting up early. I know it's early for you, and you probably have not walked the halls here in the high school quite this early before, have you?
No.
I didn't think so. Hey, Coach mentioned playing volleyball is like playing chess. Let me ask you guys, have you guys ever played chess?
No.
So now you're kind of learning a little bit about the game of chess. Let me ask you, I'll ask Coach this in just a little bit, but ask you guys, the success you had this year, is there anything you can look at, you think, this is why we've had the successes? Is there anything that really kind of stands out to you as to why things have been going well for you?
Well, I feel like it's more like not our talent. I feel like it is more of like our mental game and like us playing for more of each other. Because like we are young and like most of our team is freshman sophomore, like we have a freshman sophomore setters. So I feel like it's more of like the mental game, like we all know how to like come back from being down so we can all stick together.
That makes sense. Anything else to kind of stand out to you at all?
No.
Any other sports you play here at Brandywine?
I don't play another sport.
I play basketball.
Basketball and volleyball, is it?
Well, I play softball, but.
Okay. Of the two, do you have a favorite sport? Which one?
I'd say softball. It's not more. It's not as competitive to me. It's more fun.
Okay. And it's not like playing chess.
Yeah.
For basketball or volleyball, favorite for you?
Volleyball.
Volleyball. That's the answer you want to hear, right?
Not necessarily, because if you look at how a lot of college coaches are actually recruiting now, they prefer a player that actually dual sport. They know how to handle the workload. So once they get done with high school, they move off into college. They have the academics they have to take care of, which is a full-time schedule, plus whatever sport they're playing is a full-time schedule. And they got to be able to make that balance. So in high school, when they're doing dual sports plus their academics, that helps them learn how to make that balance.
With these two, maybe talk a little bit about the strengths they have and what they bring to the team.
They're both outside hitters. They've been playing volleyball for a long time. Both of them do, say, school sports and travel. So in keeping up with their grades, you know, it helps them with that balance as well as being able to carry that workload.
And you've been playing volleyball for how long?
I've been playing since third grade.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you remember when you started? Was there anything or any individual that kind of got you interested in playing volleyball?
Not really. I started because a coach saw me at one of our spikers and was like, you are good, you should try it. And then I just fell in love with it.
Oh, nice. As long as you've been playing, have you played multiple positions? Like,
I've played every position on the court.
Have you really? Is there one that you like the most?
Outside.
like the least?
Setter, probably.
Okay. And you, coach has you playing where right now?
Outside.
Okay, I was going to say, hopefully it's not setter.
Well, they're both good at it. They understand the game very well, so there's times where I might need them in a different position depending on if we have injury, sickness, or whatever's going on. And actually, I might have, as they're hitting outside and I see a weakness in the other team, I'll have them switch position. Hmm. Hey, play right side so we can score points. Like I said, with it being chess, you move your people around where you need to be so that team is successful. And it's not really just about the individual. It's more about doing what needs to be done for the team to make them successful.
And you've been playing for how long?
Since sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Do you remember what got you into it?
Her.
Pretty persuasive, aren't you? And positions that you've played, have you been pretty much all over the place?
Yeah.
You have?
Everything but setter.
Oh, you haven't done setter yet?
No.
Okay, so if coach were to ask you, hey, can you...
I couldn't do it.
So that's going to get the veto from you.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite position that you've played?
Outside.
Okay. All right. What do you like most about volleyball? Is there anything in particular that kind of stands out that just makes you like playing the sport?
I like getting the ball that nobody thinks you're going to get. That's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. The one that they think they're going to slam it and then you get it.
That's like an adrenaline rush,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's just like fun, like sprawling yourself out all over the court to like go get balls. It's just like a fun thing to do, like where it's not like a team sport like basketball, where like the ball is like constantly moving. Like for volleyball, you only have three touches, so you never know when you're going to get the ball.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be kind of stressful too.
Yeah.
At times. Well, both of them said they like, you know, hitting the ball that nobody thinks they're going to hit, or you know, being all over diving to get the shots. As a coach, you love to see that effort, don't you?
Actually, I'm more moving away from them wanting to die for the ball.
Really?
I look at, okay, are you reading what the hitter's doing? Be in the best position to where if you have to move, you can move. 90% of our girls have the speed to get to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So half the time when I see them on the floor, which can create injuries, bumps, bruises, those things carry, you know, a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually sometimes will say that you're being lazy. You're late getting to the ball. You're lazy. You can read the game. You know how to move and get to the ball. So let's just move. So instead of doing a lot of jump training and stuff like that, we work more on functional training, making that first step so we can get to the ball.
When you guys are ready for a shot coming from the other side of the net, is there something in particular, the player on the other side of the net, when they're going to go up and hit it, is there something you're looking at? Are you looking at their eyes? Are you looking at their body language? What are you looking at?
Well, either their body language or their hitting arm.
Yeah.
Your hitting arm tells a lot about what you're going
to
do.
And then the way they come in to hit the ball.
Oh, okay. So you kind of, it's almost like being a soccer goalie, where you have to almost guess and see what their man is. So that's the same thing in volleyball. Who are some of the other top players you've had on the team this year?
We have a junior, Kylie Myers. She's like 6'1", 6'2".
Hmm.
I mean, we were at a tournament at Waterbury League, and another team was sitting behind parents, and they're like, well, when she goes up to hit, we're just going to duck. I'm like, so, and sometimes with them hitting strong and getting good kills, it's intimidating. So a lot of times what I've been working on with them, instead of just going out and welling on the ball, let's play smart. You got another team that's sitting back playing defense. The whole middle of the court's open. Let's work on ball placement. So, you know, it's, like I said, goes back to chess where it's all about strategy. Let's see what's going on. We want to move the team around, move them around so they're playing our game and we're not really playing theirs.
Coach keeps bringing the chess thing up. If he's like during practice or during a match and he's, you know, telling you, do this, be here at this time, every once in a while you step back and thinking, what in the world is he talking about? As far as mannerisms or, you know, phrases he uses?
He does use weird phrases. We say that a lot.
He has a lot of weird analogies.
Yeah, weird analogies.
Really?
Yeah, but they make sense for what he's saying them for. We get
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
It seems like it. It really does. I asked you other sports that you play here at Brandywine. Any other sports that you've played, you know, since you were a little kid? Volleyball, volleyball, softball, anything else you've played before?
I played basketball, but it was just for like 3 years.
Okay. You discovered that probably, like me, you play for a couple of years, like, this isn't going to work out. So volleyball, basketball, other sports that you've played?
I played soccer for a little bit, but it was never my thing.
No? Mm. What did you play in soccer?
I don't even remember.
Too much running?
Yeah.
You wouldn't play in goal?
No.
Is there a sport you couldn't see yourself playing?
Softball.
No softball for you?
Mine would be basketball.
Really? All right. So what do you think? I asked these young ladies, what do you think have been some of the keys to this success this year?
Just, their confidence level. I mean, it's high. They know what they're capable of doing. And it's me being able to relate volleyball to other things that they do. I got one girl that plays softball, but she swings when she's at bat, she swings left-handed. And volleyball, she's doing everything right-handed. So, you know, I have to be able to get them to understand what I'm asking them to do. Mm-hmm. But also, if they're not, how can I get them to understand it and relate it to something else? So I will find out in basketball, when you're playing defense, you want to move this way. So when we're in defense for volleyball, it's the same thing. So like they said, I use a lot of weird analogies. So I have to, okay, how can I get them to relate? So I'll find something that they have an interest in, whether it's whatever. Let's take passing, for example. If their passing and their passing is off, there's times where I've had them grab their cell phone, stand 10 feet apart from their teammate. Now toss your cell phone to your teammate. I mean, a lot of them, they cringe because that cell phone is so important to them.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you toss it lightly, your teammate's going to catch it. If you just wildly throw it, then, okay, so that's what we're doing our pass, and it's wild. How can we control that? Act like you're just tossing your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those kind of things is, you know, is I'll use for an example.
So when he asked you to toss the cell phone, was your reaction, wait, what? You want me to?
Yeah, I was not tossing my phone.
When it comes to practice, is there a certain drill the coach has you guys do that's like difficult or hard? If he brings it up and you go, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this.
50-50.
Yeah, there's this drill that we have to get 50 pass, set, and attacks in 12 balls of him tossing it.
Yeah, over the net with each other.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would say that's probably the most challenging.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the most challenging because our team gets so frustrated at just each other or themselves. So then, like, that's, like, when we get down at practice. So it's, like, just hard to come up from that.
All right, so an odd question. If you guys were to have a talent contest within the team, singing, who do you think would be the best singer on the team?
Do you even have any? Oh, probably Liz or Megan Conrad.
I was going to say Liz or Megan.
Yeah. Both of them are in choir. They're pretty good singers.
Oh, okay. Well, that would help.
Kylie's a good singer, but she doesn't sing in choir, but she's a really good singer.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple that are pretty good singers.
And speaking of singing, too, before we let you guys go, there's one game that we like to play once in a while. It's called Odd or Not Odd, and it's this book. You can find it on Facebook. Just look for Odd or Not Odd. And one of the questions in there is it odd or not odd to know the words to your school fight song? I'm not going to ask you to sing it, but yes or no, do you know the words to the Brandywine fight song?
Yeah, you do.
Okay,
of course.
All right. So it's not odd to know.
No, especially in sports. You sing it a lot in sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, after graduation, now one of you is a senior, one's a junior, right? Senior. Any plans for next year after graduation?
I plan on going to Western to study speech pathology.
Oh, nice. All right. And you're a junior, so you'll have one more year to go. Is there a favorite school or a dream school?
I'm going to go on to Glen Oaks and play volleyball.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm verbally committed there.
Are you? Congratulations on that. Yeah, that's awesome. So what's next on the schedule?
We're at a Coloma Invite this Saturday.
Okay.
There's seven teams there, so kind of a long day, but, you know, mentally challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to bring our A game and play more mental than we do actually physical.
Do you like those long days, the, like the long Saturday tournaments, or do you like the middle of the week one-on-one matches?
I'm used to our long tournaments, yeah. so I like playing more games.
On the day. Yeah. Sometimes tournaments are really fun, and sometimes tournaments drag on.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we appreciate you getting up, so hopefully we'll give you a little time to take a nap before first hour. We appreciate you coming in. Congratulations on the season. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Coach, good to see you. Good luck the rest of the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Road Trip on WSJM Sports. The Road Trip is brought to you by, in part by Zix Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, inviting you to explore meaty ideas. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk Brandywine football next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You're going to have a tailgate or football party this season, so you're planning on hot dogs and burgers, right? Everyone does that. But what about if you didn't? What if you went to Zix Specialty Meats and had fresh, grass-fed Angus steaks, smoked chicken quarters, and giant turkey legs? And what if your party tray had smoked salmon spread and sausages from Zix Specialty Charcuterie line? Here's the secret. It doesn't take any more effort to have this spread than it would to have that other stuff. So swing by Zix Specialty Meats and win the food game this season.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Michigan. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, it's the Road Trip from Brandywine High School this morning. The Road Trip is brought to you in part by Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe, now with an amazing full menu featuring breakfast items, coffee and espresso drinks, and fantastic sandwiches as well. Turn our attention to Brandywine football. One of the coaches is Rex Pomeranga. Good to see you, as always.
Yeah, it's nice to be seeing you again.
Boy, nice season so far for you guys.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is we're 6-0. It's been a great year. We're averaging over 50 points a game. Defensively, we're only giving up about 5.5 points a game.
Wow.
So it's really coming together with this group of kids and that.
Of those two, you mentioned the offense and the defense. Is there one that maybe has exceeded expectations, maybe surprised you a little bit more than the other?
Our defense this year really stepped it up. I think the kids buying into what we've been trying to do for the last couple years. When we tell them stuff in practice, they actually pay attention. And a lot of times teams will run stuff and we're jumping the routes or jumping the option and that, and we're taking it away from them and they don't know what to do then.
You brought a couple of guys with you here this morning. Who'd you bring with you?
Jordan Adam, which is our running back and safety, and Shane Brown, which is our wideout.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Jordan, Coach mentioned both sides of the ball. Do you have a favorite? Do you like playing defense more or offense more?
It just depends, really. Like, I like tackling, but I also like scoring. And
yeah.
Teams are silly.
I'll ask you, what do you think has surprised you guys the most? The way you guys are scoring or are holding the opposition down?
I kind of knew like our offense couldn't be stopped, but our defense really has stepped up, and that's what we really needed to connect.
Shane, what do you think have been some of the keys offensively for you guys? What's really been working for you guys?
if the running game's not working, the passing game's going. If the passing game's not going, then the running game's working. So we're just rolling.
You guys having a good time?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Great time. Especially at practice.
Especially at practice? Really?
I'm goofing.
So is that a good thing for them to enjoy practice?
I feel it's we're 6-0, so yeah.
Something's working.
Yeah, something's working. You know, you gotta have fun at practice, otherwise it gets dull and boring and that. And we were talking last night. We actually got toned down to practice a little because we're hitting each other so hard that you know we're getting manged up. So you know we gotta kind of hold them back, but we don't want to hold them back too much. You know, and then they get bored, and then you know other problems will happen and that. So it's a good thing. You know, and we're having fun.
So when you guys are in practice running offense, who's the hardest hitter on the other side for you guys?
Stephen Kendall.
Oh, Stephen Kendall. Stephen sure. Kendall.
Really?
Yeah. Stephen. Outside linebacker.
Oh, he be hitting.
And he's one of your wrestlers, too, isn't
he? Yeah, he is. I think last week he came to Coach Covey and says, I kind of had a boring week because everybody's seen that he hits hard and they're afraid to run his way, so everybody's running the other way now.
Really?
Yeah. He's light some quarterbacks up clean, you know.
Right.
And running backs, they see him coming, they try and go back the other way. So he's having a great year for football and that.
So if you're going to go into battle, Steven's the guy that you're going to bring with you, huh?
Yeah.
I asked you before we went on because when we were here last year, you guys were on the air with us. Other sports you play here at Brandywine, what are some of the other sports that you play, Jordan?
I play football and basketball, but I'm going to do track this year.
Oh, you are? All right. Of the ones that you play, is there a favorite sport?
Football, I favor more than basketball.
Okay. But right now it's football. And then basketball in winter, it's going to be basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, for you, other sports?
I play football, basketball, and baseball. My favorite is football.
Football, okay. Yeah. How long have you guys been playing football? Do you remember when you first started playing?
I think it was like second or third grade, I started playing rocket football.
Is there a position that you've played in the past since you were playing rocket football? It's like, oh, man, I don't like this position.
I played center before.
You did?
Yes.
Wow. That's been a while, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great.
So, if Coach... Now, does Coach know that you've played center before?
No.
I do now.
Yeah. If he were to come to you and say, hey, one snap, give me one snap, would... No. All right, just thought I'd ask. Shane, for you, you've been playing for how long?
About third grade.
Okay. Do you remember what got you into wanting to play?
My older brother used to play rocket too, and I just wanted to be like them and play football.
Now, it's kind of hard to go one-on-one in football, but if you were going to playing against your brother, who takes who?
Definitely
you're,
me.
You're taking
Definitely
your brother.
Me.
Is there a position that you played since you were a kid that you're like, oh, man, I don't
know. I used to play running back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was all right? Or,
yeah.
But you like going out for the deep?
Yeah, deep balls.
Now, who's your quarterback?
Dave Guay.
Okay. You guys are like on the same page? And
yeah. All he has to do is throw it up.
And you're there to get it.
Yeah.
Pretty young team this year or a pretty veteran team?
We got 13 seniors, but, you know, we got a lot of the young guys. We got right now about 6 freshmen up on varsity, 2 or 3 sophomores. So it's a good mix, you know. Our skill positions are seniors and that. Like last week, they tried to take Shane and our other wideout out of the game, and Jordan had a great game, you know, running. And then when they try and take Jordan out, then Shane and our wideout has a good game. So we're balanced this year, and I think that's the biggest thing that's helping us out offensively.
Where you are right now, again, undefeated, all you know, the points you're putting up, how well the defense is playing, you're ranked 5th in the state before the season even started. Was it something you kind of expected from this squad?
Well, we talked about it as coach. We said, you know, at this point we could be 6-0, we could be 0-6, because you stop and look at Cloma, returning state qualifying playoff team, you know, Saugatuck, Fenville. I mean, all the teams that we were looking at, we're all returning state qualifying, you know, playoffs and that. And we were like, either we could be good or we could be sitting with 0 wins. And so everybody, we kept on telling you guys, we got to be focused and that. And kids bought into it. And, you know, it started with our scrimmage. We went up and, you know, scrimmaged Dwajak, Bering Springs, and Schoolcraft. So that was a good scrimmage, test for us to get us ready for the season, and I think it's paid off so far.
You guys weren't going to be 0-6, were you?
Definitely.
If you take athletics out of it, what's a hidden talent that you have that maybe some people don't know about each one of you guys? Is there a talent that that you got that maybe some people don't know about?
You know, I think mine would be like me in general on the field. I'm always yelling at people, just trying to figure it out.
All right. Singing or dancing, what are you better at? Neither one.
No.
Shane, hidden talent.
I don't think I got one.
No?
No.
Now, if you had to enter a talent contest, like if, you know, a homecoming week and you had to be in a talent contest, and you can pick any talent, what would it be?
I'd probably sing.
Sing?
I'd probably sing.
It wouldn't be the greatest, though, would it?
No.
Jordan, if you had to pick a talent for a talent show, what would it be?
I'd have to dance.
Dance?
Yeah.
All right. Would it be pretty good?
Yeah.
You put on a show? What about Coach? What do you think his hidden talent is?
I don't know.
What's your hidden talent?
I guess I just work outdoors, raise animals, and that. So,
if you guys on the team were to have a pizza eating contest, who wins?
Me.
Really?
Yes. Most definitely him.
I'm smashed.
He'll eat all day.
Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni or cheese.
Okay.
I like all meat.
So the more the meat, the better.
Yes.
And the next up on the schedule is who?
What's that?
Next up on the schedule for you guys?
We got this week, we got Goebbels, and then next week is Parchment, senior night, and then finish with our crosstown rival, Buchanan.
Ooh.
So we're kind of getting closer to home. We got a little long trip to Goebbels, but then, you know, next we're home, and then just a couple drives. We had some long drives this year.
Yeah, because you're playing an independent schedule.
Yeah.
So you're all over the place.
Yeah.
You've probably seen places that you normally don't see.
I mean, last week we were up in Grand Rapids at Comstock Park. What a great facility there, you know. JVs wise, we've been all over the place too, because when they've been the first four games home, we were on the road, so it was some long trips for us.
Yeah.
So, it's getting down. We're getting focused and getting tuned up for the playoffs.
Coach Men mentioned tuning up for the playoffs. For you guys, instead of asking Coach for you guys, what's it going to take for you guys to make a long run in the postseason? Things you guys think you still need to improve on to make a decent run in the playoffs. What do you think you need to do?
Hustle, really. Some of us take plays off, play to play. Some of us use every play 110%.
Okay.
We just need to click and work through the whistle, because, like you said, we do take plays off. If we just don't take plays off, we'll be fine.
Long bus trip. Who's the one guy on the bus that just keeps talking and talking? It's like, dude, I'm
Reese.
Tired.
Reese McKee.
Reese McKee, always yelling. Always.
It's like, take a break, huh?
Yeah, go to sleep.
Who would be the best singer on the team?
Me.
Yeah, you?
Me.
We got about a minute if you want to break out in song.
No.
Who are some of the other top guys on the team before we let you guys go?
You know, Gabe Guah is the quarterback. You know, he's added an extra dimension to our offense. We can actually run him. You know, last year our quarterback was great, but we're always afraid one good hit and he was gone. I mean, kid gave all his heart. I mean, he was 125 pounds, probably soaking wet with all his gear on and that, but he gave a heart. No surprise as Jalen Briggs came out this year. Everybody's double covering Shane, so they forget about him, and then now everybody's worried about him, so they're double covering both guys, and then then our running game's there. Mm-hmm. Tomas at the line's been a big surprise for us. And then your left side, you know, you got Wolfinger and Mike Witz that we've been running a lot that side. You know, so our center's been, you know, everything. I mean, it's hard to name one person.
Right.
You know, defensively, our defensive line's coming along. Linebackers are really doing a great job. We have a couple James Vaughn, we moved from DN to an outside backer, and he's coming really along. Because now, because they're running away from Steven, so, you know, he has to step it up, and, you know, he's really done a good job not playing that position until this year. So it's hard to pinpoint one person. It's the whole team, you know. Scout, you know, when we go scout team, you know, Shane does a great job running the quarterback and simulating the other team's quarterback. And we got, you know, Ivory does a great job running for us and that. So it's just hard to say. It's just the whole team. Yeah.
I appreciate the hat. This is make me an official Bobcat now?
Yeah. Hey, maybe next week when you come and broadcast a game or something?
Yeah, you guys have, what, Goebbels tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we're home for senior night at 7 o'clock. It's been a while since we played at 7.
Yeah, it has been.
So that's been an adjustment, too, these last month, and that playing at 5 o'clock, getting out of mm-hmm. school early, getting up there and all that. So, and then we got Buchanan, so.
All right.
You know, after this week, two close games and that, you know, home and 10 minutes down the road, so.
Yeah, there's nothing better than being at home or close to home.
Yeah.
All right, finally, favorite team you guys follow, pro or college, football-wise?
I follow LSU in college.
LSU. Who in the pro?
Patriots.
Okay, Patriots and LSU.
I follow Oregon in college and the Browns in NFL.
Okay. All right. Hey, you guys, thanks for getting up. We really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thanks right. for having us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations on the season. Good luck this week and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank
All right. Coach, good to see you, and yep. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much, Phil.
All right. It is the road trip on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. Take a break. More coming up from Brandywine, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Nutritional deficiency is hard to avoid with our busy lifestyles and the ever-tempting convenience of fast food. If your lifestyle and work conditions prevent you from having a nutritious diet, I can help you. And I can offer you help with your total body wellness. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll discover alternative approaches and essential steps that can help you build a foundation for year-round health. Helen's Health Hut, better living naturally.
You want the best for yourself, and Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut does too. Come visit her at the corner of Pleasant and Main Streets in downtown St. Joe.
You know Cabana's Ice Cream and More has amazing ice cream, but now there's so much more. Stop by in the morning for a breakfast burrito, Nutella waffle, or cereal and milk, and make Cabana's your lunch stop for the Hammy Sammy, featuring local Michigan ham. The Bok Bok Chicken Wrap with fire-braised chicken, crunchy power greens, avocado, tomato, and cilantro pesto, or the grown-up grilled cheese. And don't forget, Cabana's has amazing coffee, including nitro cold brew. Now it's always Cabana season at Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip from Brandywine High School this morning. Hey, booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel or promotional items or other fan merchandise, put your trust locally in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They are local. They know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced. You can visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check out PremierPromos.com. Terry Bohr is the cross-country coach here at Brandywine, one of a few hats that you've worn since you've been here.
I've been doing quite a 34th year here at Brandywine.
Has it been?
Yeah, I'm the old guy here, I think. I used to be on a football staff. Now I'm coaching cross-country, trying to build my track program a little bit with some distance runners and coached a little basketball over the years. So right now I do middle school basketball, which is a lot of fun with those kids. So I want to congratulate Mike and his staff making the playoffs here. If you haven't gone out and watched Brandywine football this year, it's an exciting brand of football.
Sounds like it.
You just had two really good athletes that you interviewed right there. Shane's one of the best receivers, I think, in the area. And Jordan there holds the school record now in rushing, so he's done a fantastic job. And Gabe Waugh, our quarterback, and we got some other kids that are doing a fantastic job. So congratulations to Mike and his staff.
Yeah, most definitely. And Jordan and Shane, two great guys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yep.
Do you have them running track for you in the
I hope to. I've been on them. Jordan ran his freshman year, and then last year him and Shane both played baseball. I've always been trying to get them to do a little bit of track, too. I think they'd be outstanding on our track team. So,
cross country for this season. I understand Vance was telling me that numbers are up a little bit.
Numbers are up. Yep. At one time we had we've had 10 different boys run with us. Quite a few times we've had at least five. We do a lot of sharing. I get some of those football players. I get some of the soccer kids. In fact, Vance had to change it. Now, he didn't have to. They had to change the soccer game Saturday from tonight to Saturday for district play, and I'm losing some soccer kids then have been improving throughout the year, so we're going to miss them on Saturday. I've been having a chance. You have to have five to score as a team, and quite a few times we've had five for the boys and had five for the girls most all year long. Six girls have run for us, seven girls actually. So, yeah, we're building the numbers, and when you build the numbers and you can get them to practice, obviously their times are going to get better because there's more competition in practice. So it's been a process, and it's been kind of fun. You know, in our area, there's a lot of places to run, so it's not just we're trying to compete as a cross-country team, but we're also trying to teach them some life skills. And, you know, we've got the nice trail. The Riverview River Trail out here at Brandywine and through Niles and go to the state line. You can go all the way to Mishawaka and stuff.
Wow.
So we'll take the kids. Yesterday ran on that. Some we'll go down to Niles by the YMCA. They'll run that. A couple years ago, we went up to St. Joe and took them to the lake, the pizza place up there. You know, everybody loves the pizza place up there. But that was kind of a gift to them. If they ran, we took them out for some pizza and let them play around at Silver Beach. And down at Notre Dame, the lake's down there.
Oh, right.
We took them down there, and they ran they go around the lake three times. It's 3 miles. So
is it? Okay.
Just showing them different areas just for health, you know, when they get older and stuff, areas in our community that they can run. So it's been a fun process.
You mentioned running down at Notre Dame. As long as I've been running, when I was in middle school, high school, and even after college and stuff like that.
You were a cross country runner.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I've always said I want to go down to campus and run around campus.
Oh, you got to go down there.
And I've never done it yet.
Really?
Yeah. It's 45 minutes away.
Yeah, just go down 30. Too bad you don't got closed today.
I know.
Go right down 31 and you turn into the WNDU Studios thing, where the old golf course was. And we were able to park right on campus there. You turn left into there. In fact, the day we ran this year, it was Notre Dame move-in day.
So
the place is packed. We pulled up and said, can we park there? He says, park there. He said, yeah, if there's a spot, go ahead. And then you just park there, and there's lake right there, and run around it. And then the grotto, which I didn't know. I've been there once before.
Okay.
The grotto's right across from the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids went over to the grotto, lit a candle, and we walked around campus a little bit. So beautiful campus down there.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, the grotto's one of my normal stops.
Okay. Well, the lakes are right.
Yeah.
Next time you go down there, take your running clothes.
I will. Yeah. I'm going to have to. So. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the numbers picking up, too. Cross country is one of those sports that it might be difficult to talk a student athlete to try cross country, but once they do, they kind of get hooked.
Yeah. Last year, Bryce McLean ran for me. He was our quarterback on our football team, and he'd run Saturdays. He was a state qualifier in track the year before, and he ended up being a state qualifier for cross country. And he's texted me a couple times this year saying, I went out at 5 o'clock this morning just to get some running in. It's at runner's high.
It is.
And you know that, when I was a few years ago, I was getting myself back into shape, which I'm not anymore, but it is what it is. You put your earphones in, and you just go out and run, and you're by yourself, and you're just thinking and clearing your head, and it's a great thing. So unfortunately, my body doesn't
I know what you, yeah.
do it as much as mm-hmm. I could. But, yeah, the kids really like it. And, you know, it's also a mental sport. That's the biggest thing we've talked about. Now that we've got kids that are interested, now that they're starting to compete a little bit, we're talking about the mental part of the sport where, you know, if you're a miler, 5 minutes for a boy, once you break that five-minute spot, boom, all of a sudden your times go. Mm-hmm. If you're a half miler, as soon as you break, well, really good half miler, as soon as you break 2 minutes, you know, boom, you know, Randy Helling from Lakeshore that I coached years ago holds the all-time record in the area. As soon as he broke 2 minutes, he was never over 2 minutes again. Mm-hmm. You know, you just reach that plateau. You send your body through pain, and you realize what the pain is, and you're like, oh, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
You ran. So it's a mental sport. And we're getting our kids to break that mentality, some of them,
mm-hmm.
when they realize that and their times are coming down. So that's been great. One of them's a sophomore for us, Micah Colby. He's one of our leading kids. Aaron Laurie, who's also doing soccer. I'm going to miss him. He's had a goal, and he's gotten better and better. Keegan Reith, our senior leader, he's a captain on our program. He's one that we've been working with trying to reach that. He's had good times, but there's good times and there's great times. And, you know, he's not quite that great. Jesus Ruiz came out this year as a senior, and he's learning to break that barrier. Bryce Taberski on the soccer team has been running for us. Gabe Waugh, our quarterback on our football team, has run a couple times this year for us. Gage Hoskin, a sophomore. Caden Wagley, who's a very good freshman athlete, run a few times for us. He's athletic. I told him, look at these other kids. You're more athletic than them. So it's mental for him.
Mm-hmm.
Once he gets over that mentality, I think he could be a really good runner. Carson Knapp, who Nate Knapp on our basketball team, his son, he's run a couple times. And we got a kid named Gideon Jones. Hasn't run in a meet yet, but I think he broke through a little bit in a practice yesterday. We went out on a long run, and he finished it. So, and, you know, sometimes that's just an accomplishment.
It is.
So that's on the boys' side. On the girls' side, our top girl is Allison Laurie. She's was honorable mention all-conference Tuesday, along with Morgan Horvath, a junior for us. Both of them have shown competition in practice because they're neck and neck with each other. So they've competed well. Madison Franks, who's when she gets through an event, she does well. She PR'd last Saturday. Carla Avina Rios, a sophomore, and Ava Doctor, a junior. And Annie Youngs, who she does everything. She's in band. She's in soccer. She's in cross country. I mean, you name it, she does
wow.
it. She met a really big plateau. Her mom said if you do a certain time, you're going to get something back on your phone. And she was able to do it last Saturday. And that was pretty cool, you know, how happy she was about
That's awesome.
It. So sometimes you got to dangle those things out for
yeah,
kids.
Right.
And they meet certain goals. But she proved to herself that she could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another nice thing. So there's little things that we try to get to.
Quite a few young players, or are they?
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a few. I think we have only one senior with, three seniors, four seniors when they do run. So
okay.
But some younger kids, and we're always trying to recruit the hallways, too.
Right.
So hopefully more kids will find out, you know. It is a mental sport, and it's a fun sport once you get, you know, the state meet last year. It's the first time I had an opportunity to go. And there's 140, 200 kids lined up at that start. I got a video of them at the start with Bryce McLean there.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden they go out at MIS. And it's just like all these kids just running to one spot to try to get to that trail. You know,
it's like into a funnel,
yes,
isn't it?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So,
well, you say when you walk the hallways and try to recruit the kids, you get every once in a while a look. It's like, what?
3 miles? You want me to do what? You want me to run 3 miles? Huh? Nah, I don't run. No, no, thank you. But like we talked about, if we get them hooked, we get them out there. You know, my first year it was I had some girls and I. How do you feel when you get done with a workout? I accomplished something, didn't I? And they were like, yeah, I felt good. I feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's part of it. They're not very fast, but they felt good about themselves.
Yeah. And that's great about this
yeah,
sport.
Yeah, that's a lifetime skill.
It is.
So, you know, you can create good health for yourself.
Now,
so that's another thing we try to teach.
How far away is regionals now? Is it coming up pretty quick?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got Saturday we go to Sturgis. Then next week we go to River Valley for Invitational. Then Gobles. And then the following Saturday, we're at Centerville for regionals. So it's quick.
Yeah,
it's
got quick. Here quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Well, good luck the rest of the way
right.
in
Thank
the, rest
you.
Of the season. Good to see
Great
you.
Great seeing
always.
You, too.
All right.
All right.
We will take a break. More coming up from Brandywine High School. The road trip on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll get that personable feel because someone is actually helping you find the products that can help you with alternative approaches to better living and a more natural life. More coming up from Brandywine, the coach. On, I should say, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, an empty nester, or in between, hi, this is Tina.
And Victoria with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. We know this is the largest investment you will make in your lifetime.
We understand what the expectations are in today's market and promise to exceed those expectations.
Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria Eberhard at 470-3920. And Tina Thornton at 591-1707.
Hey kids, you like Halloween, right?
Yeah! It's my favorite!
And you like Christmas, right?
Of course! It's my favorite!
What if I said we are going to a place where we can celebrate both in one day?
No way! We don't believe you!
I'm talking pumpkin painting, scarecrows, cherry pie eating, arts and crafts, train rides, pumpkin catapult, trick-or-treating, and the world's largest Christmas store, to name a few.
Did you just say pumpkin catapult?
Yes. Do you have a problem with that?
Absolutely not. Let's go!
Yay! This is gonna be so much fun!
Join us on our bus trip to the Fall-a-Days in Frankenmuth. Experience two holidays in one day. Scarecrow Fest featuring Kids Weekend and Bronner's Christmas Wonderland Sunday, October 27th. Tickets only $39 at RadioSuperSaver.com. Don't miss the adventure of two holidays in one fall day. It's Fall-a-Days in Frankenmuth.
Hey, it's Johnny and Stephanie from Midwest Family Broadcasting, and if you have a wedding or event coming up, then you're in luck.
Music Express is back in business, and we can help make it even better with our mobile DJ service. We program music and content daily.
And with over 5 years of professional mobile DJ experience, we can assure you you're making a great choice for your party.
We provide unlimited hours to keep your party going all night. Check out MusicExpressOfMichigan.com to find out more info.
That's MusicExpressOfMichigan.com.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back at Brandywine High School. The road trip brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, Zick Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill in Stevensville, Cabana's Ice Cream and more in downtown St. Joe, and Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. Vance Stratton and Josh Hood going to be joining us here to wrap things up here at Brandywine. And, man, what a good fall here at Brandywine, Vance.
We're off to a good start. It's been exciting so far, yes.
It's a nice way to start the school year.
You always like to do it that way. I mean, our football team is 6-0. Cross-country team is rebuilding this year, but we got a lot of kids involved in it and putting forth the effort into that. Volleyball team is doing well. I think they're like 31-6-2 or something like that. Just, you know, they've done really well. And they beat our crosstown rivals, Buchanan, basically.
Ooh, yeah.
But the real crosstown rivals is Niles High School, which we played. And we won that one 3-1. So that was an exciting
That's
win for the
win.
Team. So everything's going well so far. And they've got a big part of their season coming up. We host the Red Division BCS tournament here on October the 26th. So that'll be a big day for them, too. So everything's going well. We opened up the new Brandywine Athletic Community Center, and we're getting some use out of that, and everybody's excited about that. We're trying to get it stocked with the things that we think we need to do the things in it as far as seating and equipment and all that kind of stuff is concerned. But it's all going very well, so it's been an exciting fall so far.
I know Josh is the girls basketball coach, but it's amazing how a successful fall just seems to just carry over to winter and carry over into spring, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the main reasons why we promote multi-sport athletes. You know, we don't tell girls to just focus on basketball. We don't tell girls just to focus on volleyball. We shy away from that stuff, and so it helps. It helps every program out when you get the athletes out. And, you know, quite frankly, college coaches want girls and guys that play multiple sports.
Mm-hmm. Vance mentioned the Athletic Community Center. As a coach, Man, that's a godsend, isn't it, for you guys?
It's been phenomenal. I'm working on the winter schedule right now because Nate and I work really well together, the basketball programs, and just to have that facility now when there's a home wrestling match or a triple header for boys here in this gym. In the past, it used to be from 2:45 to 3:30 we'd get the gym, you know, and we'd share it with our JV girls. Now we have plenty of opportunity to go practice down there. Our middle school kids have always been bused over because it's a 7 through 12 building, have been bused to the elementary school to run their practices. Now they can use that after school. So it just helps everybody. And it's a great place. The community is going to have the opportunity to come in and walk in the mornings and a couple evenings and play basketball. And the weight room is probably three times bigger than it was because, you know, our football program is growing. And it will be able to host everybody. So it's a great opportunity for this district and to just have a nice facility.
Well, like Josh said, it's for the district.
Yes. Yeah, it's community center, and we hope a lot of people get a lot of use out of it. I mean, that's why we put it up. And, you know, Josh hit on one thing a few minutes ago when he said about our athletes, and we encourage them to do a lot of sports. I think one of the most things I'm impressed with here, with the kids here, is they are multi-sport athletes. We have very few kids that only do one sport. A lot of kids that do two sports, some that do three. We got kids in the fall sports that are actually doing three sports at one time, and they're being shared between three different programs. And our kids stay very active. They're very much involved, and I think percentage-wise for the number of students that we have in the building and the number of athletes that we have, it's an extremely high percentage for our school. I would put it probably against anybody around us as far as that. Our kids just like to be involved, and that's a great thing. So,
both of you can probably speak on this, too. When you talk about getting the student-athletes involved, is for a high school student-athlete, just enjoy your time in high school because it only lasts 4 years. And once that 4 years is up, you look back, oh, I wish I had done this. I wish I had done this.
We always have an orientation for the kids as they come into this building as seventh graders because we are a middle high school concept. And we have all their parents and the students in the gymnasium for an orientation night. And the one thing I tell the kids and their parents at that time is, believe it or not, including your junior high years, you're only going to be here for 6 years, and that flies by. And get involved in as many things as you possibly can while you're here. So many of the things that we offer, you're never going to have the opportunity to do again once you're out of high school. So take that opportunity and be involved in high school. You know, you can go to the local parks and play softball and baseball and shoot basketball and that kind of stuff. But there's so many things that we offer here that you can't do there. You know, so get involved. And we have something for everybody. It doesn't matter your body size. There's something, there's some place where you can fit, and there's something that you can do. And you don't have to be the greatest at what you do, but you're involved and you're working hard and you're beating your own personal goals. And that's extremely important. So we just try to get the kids involved.
And the more involved they are, it seems like the better they do in the classroom.
Absolutely. And, you know, our girls' basketball program has been academic all-state basically 9 out of 10 years that I've been here. But, you know, too many times parents, adults put pressure on kids that, hey, you have to focus on this sport because you need to get a college scholarship. And, you know, that's not the case, and that's not what should be happening with children. Like Vance said, there's so many opportunities to get involved, whether it's tennis, cross-country, soccer, so many things that they can do here as an athlete. Why tell them to, you know, commit to one sport? And what happens then if they don't get a college scholarship? And most of those kids get burned out. And so take advantage of it. You know, in our basketball program, we don't do stuff year-round. When I was young, I used to be psycho about that. Hey, we're going to do 15 dates in the summer, and then we're going to do workouts 4 days a week. And, you know, we've seen our girls probably 15 times since the summer. But we want them to play other sports. They'll stay in shape, and then we get them for a month before the season, and we'll get ready then for our part. But, again, the pressure on kids these days is crazy, and that's why we just try to get them involved in everything, and that helps every one of our programs out. You look at our tennis program is phenomenal. They've won several regional championships. They go to state every year. The softball program's up and coming, and so it is awesome to see the kids that are involved in these, and they're great students, and just to see the success of all the programs.
And tennis is in regionals again, right?
They left for the regionals this morning. Yeah, they went to Paw Paw for the regionals, and Matter of fact, when we get done here, I got a couple things to do here, and then I'll be headed to Paw Paw to watch them play up there.
Nice.
So, yeah, today's regional day for them, and then soccer was supposed to play the districts last night in soccer, and we couldn't play because we had a big band contest, and a lot of our kids are doing multiple things. Mm-hmm. So we were going to lose a lot of our soccer players because they're also in the band, which is a great thing because our band has grown a lot over the last couple of years and doing very well. So they moved it to tonight, and we weren't able to get officials. There were no officials available for tonight. So now we're moved to Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. In Dowagiac, and we're running it early Saturday morning because, again, the band has another contest on Saturday.
Wow.
So we're doing that early so those kids can do soccer and then be able to be in the band contest during the day later on at Lakeshore.
We just a little less than a minute to go, but how excited are you about a couple of teams joining the conference now?
You know, it's going to be a challenge for us. They're a good bit bigger than we are. You know, in one case, Niles is double our size, mm-hmm. and South Haven is over 1.5 times our size. So, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us. But at the same time, we play up in our schedules a lot, mm-hmm. in a lot of our schedules. And, you know, it really does not mean a whole lot to your regular season. It's an extension of your practice. And what we're ultimately trying to get ready for is the end of the season and the MHSAA tournaments. That's what's important to us, and that's what we gear our programs for. So we play up during the season anyway in a lot of our sports. So we're kind of used to it. You know, I have a little bit of reservation only in one sport, and that being football, because right. it's a game of numbers, mm-hmm. and it becomes a size factor. And let's face it, football is a collision sport. It's not a contact sport. So you got to be a little more concerned with football more than anything else. But we'll line up and we'll go against the other schools in any other sport. I mean, we'll do that. We like the challenge, and our kids rise to the challenge most of the time. And we're looking forward to it. One more quick thing. We're looking forward to the addition of tennis courts on our complex coming up. I think with our tennis programs, we've been so successful, but we've always been on the road for practice, for meets, for everything. And even though we play at Plym Park and we love the opportunity to play there, and we thank the city of Niles for allowing us to do that, but it's going to be nice to have our own facility, and we'll be able to incorporate that into our PE classes and everything else. And again, it's an extension of a lifetime sport that kids will be exposed to. So we're looking forward to that.
We appreciate you having us here as always.
Well, we appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Phil. We appreciate you coming. You look good in that Brandywine hat,
too. Yeah, I'm feeling like a Bobby.
Man.
I'm liking this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sharp.
Is maroon my color?
Sure, you look like an athlete.
You
guys, thanks so much, as always.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. The road trip brought to you in part by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop by in for great food after your next big game. That does it for the road trip on WSJM Sports.